Thank you for calling Eagle Moss Collections. My name is Adriana. How can I assist you today?
Yeah, hi, good morning. We seem to have a problem here with this subscription. Like, we canceled it a year and a half ago, and I don't know what's going on. Like, they keep sending us the stuff. So the only action I have left is to dispute it with the credit, with American Express. I don't know what else to do unless, I mean, I can send you guys all the stuff back, but we, you know, I don't know what's going on. I'm calling like 6 months ago, and I can give you my information if you want to look up my account.
Yes, please. May I have your last name?
B as in boy, A-Y-O-U-K.
And may I have your zip code, please?
30024. I have a customer number here, too.
Okay, and thank you for providing us information. I have located the account using your last name and zip code. May I also have to verify your first name and the shipping address, please?
Joe Bayouk, 5702 Ashley Walk Drive, Suwanee, Georgia, 30024.
Okay, and thank you for providing us information. And when did you cancel the account?
December of 2020. At least. Or maybe it was around November, something like that.
Okay, and let me take a look into the account. One moment, please. Okay, thank you for patiently holding. Well, I'm reviewing the account, and I don't see any records of cancellation before or during the month of December, but I'm going to go ahead and help you get this canceled. Let's see.
But what do we do for all this stuff? I mean.
Well, I see here that there was only one package that was sent out for the month of January.
Yeah, but I have sitting here like 50 stuff, like a lot of stuff here, like the case, tons of things.
Well, those were sent before you stated the cancellation. You said you canceled sometime in December.
No, I canceled long time ago, and I'm sitting here with all this stuff. And every time I cancel and tell them, I keep getting more stuff. No one's canceling it.
And how are you reaching out to us to get this cancellation?
The same number. Option one for subscription or build up sets.
Well, I rang your phone number through our database to see any call histories, and nothing else is pulling up with that. And as well with emails, nothing is pulling up with emails about requests of cancellation. The best that I can do is get this account canceled officially and issue the refund for the most recent charge, which was for January the 24th. Anything before then, we don't have the ability to refund or accept back.
Yeah, but the problem is, like, maybe I called on my son's phone or he called or whatever. I mean, this isn't fair. Like, all the stuff is just sitting here.
Well, if you can provide us proof that you did reach out to us and that there was a cancellation request submitted from you before.
Yeah, I called in to do it. I called in.
Yes, if you can provide us proof that you did call in and you spoke to us, confirmation of the cancellation, recording of the call, screenshots of the call lasted more than 5 minutes to confirm that the account is canceled, something like that.
How would I record the call? I mean, that's you guys.
Yes, that's why I'm saying I ran your phone number through our database and there's nothing pulling up with the phone number that you're using right now to call us.
Okay, so I called in to cancel this, but the other person didn't cancel it. So now what happens?
If you can provide us proof that the account was canceled.
Do you want
canceled?
The stuff back or no? Do you want the stuff back if we cancel it or what?
No, sir.
What do
I
we
can
do
only.
With all this stuff?
I can only issue a refund for the month of January. Anything outside of January, we cannot accept back.
I don't know what's going on here. I don't record my phone calls because I don't have any way of recording a phone call. I'm trusting that the customer service person is canceling when I ask them to cancel.
Yes, sir, I understand. Unfortunately, we don't have any records of the account being requested to be canceled.
Okay, so who is this Robert Watkins? Who's Robert Watkins from your team?
Mr. Robert Watkins is our customer service management.
Okay, and he has no record of my phone call?
No, sir. We all share the same database, and we don't have records of the phone call.
I don't know what to do. I mean, this is absolutely crazy. I'm sitting, all this stuff keeps coming, and I don't know how to stop it. How do I know that this is going to stop it this time?
Well, you just received our confirmation cancellation, right? Something that you probably never received when you canceled the last few times. So this is confirming that the account is canceled.
Where is this confirmation, sorry? Where is it?
The email that you just read off. If I'm not mistaken, you just received our email. That's why you got Mr. Robert Watkins'
nope.
name.
No, I'm talking about the person on the shipping invoice here. It says Robert Watkins Customer Service. I don't have any email from you.
Okay. Let me get you that confirmation email sent to you. And just to reconfirm that I have here the correct email, I have here joebyouk@hotmail.com.
It's joeb as in boy, ayouk@hotmail.com.
Okay. I'm sorry. One moment, please.
This is why I'm not getting any information, nothing.
Okay, so I've got that email corrected, and I've also resent the confirmation of the cancellation.
Okay, I'm still looking for this email here. Yeah, I checked my junk folder, and I still don't have anything.
Allow it another minute or so.
So for this month, you want this stuff back?
No, sir. I already went ahead and issued a refund for the month of January. There's no need to return it back.
I still don't have the email. J-O-E as in Edward, B as in boy, ayouk@hotmail.com.
Yes, sir.
Yeah, nothing. Nothing yet.
Okay. Let me get a reset one more time. Okay, so I've got that confirmation email sent again, and as well as I sent an email with the refund confirmation. So you'll be receiving two emails shortly.
Okay. Okay, I don't know what to do. I mean, I still don't have it. So is there a, if I call back in after an hour and I still don't have it, the other person can help?
Yes, sir.
Okay. Yeah, I don't know what to tell you, miss. I mean, is there a manager? Because I mean, like, these charges every month coming in and there's nothing. Like, my son is the one who gets all this stuff, but he didn't want to do it, you know? He stopped, so that's why I called in to cancel it.
I understand.
And he told me that he got another one last week, and I'm like, oh, my God, what's going on? Okay, yeah, I don't know what to do. I mean, I don't have any email. There's no proof. Okay, now I just got your email. Let's see here. We have canceled your account with no more shipments. And then this one. Okay. And when I call back in, like, they can reference the people who I spoke to?
Yes, sir. Whenever we open up any account, it automatically imprints our name on the account and the timestamp and the date of when that person opened up the account.
No, not me. I'm talking about you. Like, your name will be associated to the notes?
Yes, sir.
Okay. All right. Thanks for your help.
Yes, sir. We thank you for calling Eagle Moss. Please hold for one short question survey at the end of this